Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason just came back from taking Nicorette that he chews on out of the dog's mouth in our house.
You are the worst person in the world. You need so much reschooling. I don't know who went wrong in your life because you are a monster. How? You are a selfish, fucking lousy. You no regard for anyone in this world but yourself. Your mother should be fucking embarrassed. Your father is embarrassed. They walk around, they're fucking hang their heads low because you're a disgrace. And no matter how much fucking money you make, you'll never be a fucking decent human being. And I can't wait until you fucking burn in hell. And I'll be watching you from heaven. Me, Kristen, Scott, Todd, Zane, and Heath. And we'll go, where's David? Where's David? Oh, right. He was a fucking cunt his whole life.
Are you done?
Nah, yeah. I'm done.
Well, go fuck yourself.
Okay, I will.
Listen, I'm pissed because I was just sitting there minding my own business. Guys, keep in mind, this was literally 2 minutes ago before I hit record on the podcast. And I saw the dog chewing on Nicorette, which Jason leaves laying around the house.
It falls out of my pocket.
Nicorette.
It was an empty Nicorette, I'm sure.
No, there's gum in there. Nicorette is what smokers use to try to quit smoking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, okay, great. Great point, David.
It's also very not safe for dogs.
And what do you do? What do you do? You fucking cause friction between me and Kristen. Instead of just maybe taking the fucking Nicorette out of the mouth, David goes, hey, Kristen, the dog's got one of Jason's Nicorettes. Like, you just stir the pot. Don't be an asshole. Just fucking take it out of the dog's mouth. Maybe don't say anything. Maybe do me a solid for once. The amount of times that I watch your fucking vlogs and the amount of times I fucking help you.
Listen.
You can't do one little solid, David.
You know what happened?
What?
The dog was chewing on the Nicorette, right? And it spit it out. And I'm like, And I waited a little bit. I waited like 7 seconds. And then it put it back in its mouth. And I go, Kristen!
Why would you do that?
I just wanted to get you in trouble.
Why would you do that? You can't do me a solid one time? One little solid?
Oh, shit. This is still the intro. Okay. All right. Roll the intro music.
Unbelievable.
All right, and we're back. We're sorry. Jason and I got off on the wrong foot.
Oh, we got off on the right foot because I'm about to tell you a bunch of fucking shit that I hate about you. I am so sick and tired of your bullshit. You cost me and my family. I got him pinned up against the fucking wall, and he's cute as a button, but I'll fucking bash him with this microphone. I have no problem.
I cost your family what?
$700,000. You cost me and my family. $700,000, David!
Why is your hand on my crotch?
Because it's the only way you'll listen, because you fucking get no loving from nobody.
All right.
You're unlovable.
Okay, let's break that down. What Jason is saying is we got an offer for the podcast for a lot of money.
I can't even talk about it. It makes me so upset.
We got an offer for the podcast for a lot of money, and I turned it down because if for that much money, for how much he was saying for the year. And
to videotape it.
To videotape the podcast. And there's a little more.
To do what we're already doing.
There's a little.
But just turn a camera on.
No, there's a little more. It would go on a specific person's app that I didn't want on it. And yeah, we would get paid money for it. And I turned it down because I thought it would be like selling out. And I thought it would be a very cheap move. And I really respect the podcast, unlike Jason. And I don't like to cut corners for some money.
I respect the podcast. It was the right move. Not even for the money. But you wouldn't listen to Ben, the agent. You wouldn't listen to Jack, the manager. And you wouldn't listen to me. We fucking tried so many fucking times.
Because I have a long-term goal.
To what? To fucking spend all your money on Elon Musk?
I want to put your kids through college because I know you're not going to do it.
You just missed the fucking chance to put them through college, you dumb shit.
Yeah, maybe through fucking USC, but I want to put them through fucking Yale and Harvard. I want to be able to.
It's over. It's gone.
No, it'll.
The window is now.
It'll come back, Jason.
No, it's not. No one's going to pay us $700,000 to do this podcast.
I will. Holy shit, Bill Gates? What are you doing in our house?
How did Bill Gates get in here?
I don't know.
He's a lot more attractive in person.
Hey, man, I have this new Microsoft app, and I want to pay you guys $4 billion.
Bill Gates should sound so cool. You're doing cool, Bill Gates. All right, we'll do it for you.
I want to do a...
Wait a minute. No, David's too good for it. Never mind.
Not too good for it. I was looking out for us. We're a team. I wouldn't...
Admit it was a mistake.
No,
that
it wasn't.
You fucked up.
No, it wasn't.
You fucked up.
Oh.
Admit you fucked up.
Oh, this is why Jason's mad. This is why, sorry, I should explain this. The original deal, Jason kind of agreed with me a little bit, and he was like, okay, yeah, maybe it's not the right time to do this move. Maybe we should grow out our podcast a little bit more. But this is where the catch is. The app shut down 2 days ago, like completely, which means if we would have signed the contract like a month ago, like we got the offer, there's a really good chance that we would have just had to been paid out for it in full without us even doing any of the podcast shows on their app. And that's where we may have messed up, because then we would have gotten the money for free, basically, without even having to do any podcast or any work. And that's where we messed up.
I would have just spent it on stupid shit for Wyatt and Charlie anyway.
More iPhone X's?
Yeah.
Jason just bought his two kids. They're 11 and what?
Eight.
Yeah. He got them both an iPhone X.
Yeah, because they're like learning on it. They're like making music on it. They're going to be musicians.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Angry Birds is really helping him with mathematics and trajectory. Guys.
Charlie's mostly playing Animal Jam.
Yeah. Before this goes any further, we don't have an ad for today's show, which bums me out. But it opens up some time for us to talk about the live show that we have in Chicago. And yes. Guys, just come to the live show. It's going to be a bunch of seats. We're selling it out. I mean, we're hoping we're selling it out. The tickets are selling.
They're selling fast.
All of our friends are basically coming. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a good time. Jason's going to have a good time. We just had a show in New York and in Boston.
That went very well.
And it went pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
No complaints about the New York and Boston
show.
We
added some animals. David's putting snakes on people. Put a snake on my mom in Boston.
Yeah, so come to the Chicago show and it'll be fun.
My mom called me today. She was pitching herself to be on the podcast.
Oh, she wants to be on the podcast?
Yeah, she was pitching herself to.
What did she, like, she say?
And that idea by David, you know, maybe, you know, if you wanted to talk about divorce and, you know, how your father and I, we remain friends and how you and Monty have remained friends. And she was pushing her way in a little bit.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. She really wants
to be on the podcast?
Yeah, of course.
Can you go ahead and before we do anything else, can you tell me the story about your dad that you told me in the car?
Oh.
Super nonchalantly. Guys, this is fucking insane. And he just told me, this is right after we met his dad, he just told me the story in the car, like as we're going to the airport, like it's not a big deal. Okay, go.
Oh, yeah. So when I was a kid, when I was like 2 years old, but they had my sister, my mom and dad, and my parents were rich.
Yeah, your parents used to be rich.
My dad started a furniture store, and he had this concept, which is now very popular now in Boston, but basically it was like Saturday night at a furniture store. So you would like go on a date to a furniture store, have drinks, walk around.
What?
Meet people. Yeah, they had a movie theater, and it was this whole concept where people would socialize at a giant furniture store.
Jesus, I've never heard of it.
And it actually took off. If you go to Boston, there's a place called Jordan's Furniture where you can go. There's an IMAX theater. There's zip lining.
That's the furniture store?
Yeah, it's just this weird thing. And people go play adult hide and go seek through the furniture store. And they like encourage it. It's just a weird thing.
That's amazing.
So my dad had that concept, or maybe his friend. He was partners with somebody.
Yeah.
And long story short, they borrowed money from the wrong people.
Okay.
You know, they borrowed money from people that were connected through the mob.
That's amazing.
And
this is like movie shit.
Movie shit. And then eventually.
So your dad and your partner, right?
Yeah.
These were the partner. Two that started the furniture store.
Yeah. My dad was like the business end, and the partner was more of the face.
Yeah.
Of the thing. And then long story short, his partner decided to not pay the mob back.
Which is a big no-no.
Right. Which was eventually, I guess they had paid everything, but they felt that they didn't need to pay anymore.
Has he not seen any movie ever?
Yeah.
Or maybe movies weren't all around back then, so
right.
It was a little
bit
different. Right,
well, Goodfellas wasn't made yet. But
all the movies were made after this situation that Jason's about to tell you. Okay, go.
Yeah, and then they came in the middle of the night, and they shot my dad's partner right in the face.
Why are you laughing?
Because you told me this on our Uber ride back to the airport, like so casually.
I know.
This is, guys, he told me the story and my chin was just like hitting my knees. And I got straight into the airport and the rest of our friends were there. And I just go, did you know that Jason's dad's partner was shot in the face? I just wanted to tell the story to the world because I couldn't fucking believe it.
You love getting reactions from people.
Yes, I love it. And I think that's brutal. Okay, and then what happened? What did your dad have to do?
And then, you know, my dad, you know, was questioned by the police. And then we had armed guards in our house, living in our house for a long time. Eventually, he lost all his money. We were broke. My dad could never work again. And
why could he never work again?
I mean, I don't know. No one would hire him or work in that space because his name was tainted because he was part of this murder.
Oh, and it was like a big thing?
Yeah. And then that was it. He never went to jail or was never charged.
What's your dad's name? Al Capone.
Yeah.
Hitler.
El Chapo.
El Chapo. That's brutal.
Yeah. And then we were just broke my entire life. And then, you know, my mom started working and my parents got divorced. I'm sure that caused a lot of problems.
That's how it should have been, though. You wouldn't be any fun if you were born rich.
I mean, I know a lot of people who are rich who are really funny.
No,
like Nick Kroll,
I believe
funny.
But like one of your best qualities is that you were born broke and you stayed broke for 20, 30 plus years.
I guess so. I mean, this is a place to draw comedy from. But I know a lot of funny rich people.
No,
Chris D'Elia is rich.
I mean, everybody that's really funny is not rich.
No, but I mean, they grew up rich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he was once rich?
Yeah, I think his dad was really rich. And I know Nick Kroll's dad is like really successful. And Nick Kroll's really funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And then your dad had to hide out.
Yeah,
and are we allowed to share this story with people?
I guess so. I mean, he's living his life. I think it's over now.
What's your dad's name? No, I'm just kidding. No, don't.
I'll exit out. My dad loved meeting you.
Yeah?
Yeah, David was interviewing my mom.
Wait, did your dad like me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He loved you, yeah.
But did you talk to him after?
Yeah, I talked to him after, yeah.
What did he say?
Fucking great.
What'd he say?
He just said, he's like,
this is my favorite part, dude. When I met Liza's parents, like fucking nonstop, I was just sitting at her house. We were watching a movie. I'm like, no, come on, really. What did he say? And then she'd be like, he liked you. He thought you were really cool. And I'm like, no, tell me exactly how he said it. Like word for word. Like how was he serious?
Yeah. He just said, he's just so smart. Smart as a whip. Smarter than people four times his age. You know?
That's what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love hearing stuff like that.
He's got the comedy mind. He's got the business mind.
What do you say about my dick? What?
What?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
No, nothing. I didn't mess around with him in the bathroom.
What did you say?
I didn't mess around with him in the bathroom. I didn't say anything. I said, what did he say about my pick for March Madness? I'm having a basketball draft.
Oh, shit, he's not up to that again, is he?
No. Not up to what?
I thought that was over.
What was over?
Yeah, whatever happened in the bathroom.
Nothing. He came in, he needed some mints, and I put my cock in his mouth. okay, enough of that, because your dad will actually kick my ass.
Yeah, he's pretty tough.
Dude, he's a fucking scary
and
dude.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh. He's not scary. He's like,
I told you that, and then you said he's not scary.
He's
the
not
car
scary.
Ride.
He's like, respect the guy. He's like, you have to respect him. You can't be a douche to him because he's like,
oh yeah, he's tall.
Yeah, he's very respectable.
But then you said in the car, you said he's nothing like you described him.
Well, can I say how you described him?
How did I describe him?
You described him as like, he's a real dick.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
You were like, he's a real hard ass.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. And I expected just like this guy who
was... Well, he was a hard ass growing up.
I didn't...
No, I said he's really fun.
Yeah.
My dad is a great guy. He was always the guy that I would run into other people and be like, oh, your father's the best. And I'd be like, really?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't been that much fun for me.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. This may hurt your ears. Because I think he was a cool dude and you're a pussy. So you got picked on. I think...
Yeah, but that's his job to fucking make sure I don't get picked on.
You're right. But I think the relationship you had with your dad... is like what like a popular kid in high school has with like a nerd, like a cliche relationship.
So he was just bored by me. He was like, yeah. Fuck, I gotta deal with this.
He was like, fuck.
Why can't you be cool? Well, I remember one time when I was a kid, I got socked in the eye.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Uh-huh.
And I came home and I had this like black eye. It was already such a, it was an awful day. I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. My father was like, we're going over there right now, and you're going to fucking fight him. And I was like, what? I was like, are you kidding? And he was this, like, they had this thing in my town called Metco, which is they bust like a lot of like urban kids into the white neighborhood.
Yeah.
And this kid was...
Your dad showed up at his
house. John Eggleston, man.
Shot him in the face.
No, John
Eggleston. The middle of the night.
John Eggleston was... You'd not fuck with John Eggleston. I mean, he was like from the fucking street.
And what did you tell your dad when he said, let's go kick this guy?
I was like, I'm just going to get my ass kicked by this guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're going over there. We're going to fight him right now. We're going. And my mother just fucking begged him. And then like, he took me over there. I got my ass kicked.
Because your dad beat your ass because you wouldn't fight?
No, he brought me over there. I got my ass kicked again.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You actually fought the guy?
No, he never brought me back. That would have been funny, though, huh?
You get your ass kicked. He goes over to the kid. He's like, hey, you'd be a good son.
What are you doing later?
Not like my pussy boy over here.
My dad tormented me. I would be in baseball. I was like pretty good at baseball.
Okay, don't push it.
No, I was. I was fucking good. And then, but the days.
Everyone's good in the third grade.
The days he would come, I would fucking be awful because he would stand behind the cage.
I had that with my parents.
Fucking
too.
Make me nervous.
Yeah.
And then that was awful. What else did he fucking do?
And then would he yell at you when he came, like coming back from the game? Would he give you shit for sucking?
Yeah. Give me so much shit for sucking. Like, what were you doing? Kept saying, you pulled your head out. And it's like, fuck you. I'm not a fucking great athlete, okay? Because he was like a really good athlete. So
believe you didn't like that.
Huh?
You're a lot like your son is now.
What? A pussy?
Sorry.
Oh, you're going to raise pussies. Don't you worry.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you and Liza, you'll raise fucking Blue Ivy. There'll be fucking servants all around the kid. Trust me.
You think I'll raise pussies?
Oh, yeah.
Why without is question. That?
Because you're soft as a fucking Twinkie.
You think I'm soft?
You're soft.
Just because I'm emotional doesn't mean I'm a bitch.
Yeah, well, with those two sentences don't go together, David. Just because I'm emotional. Please, guys, tweet this tomorrow. Just because I'm emotional doesn't mean I'm a bitch. David Dobrik, 2017.
Just because
I will retweet it, the first person to tweet that.
Just because I cry midway through 50 first dates does not mean I'm a bitch. No. Explain to me how you think that I'm gonna raise a bunch of pussies.
Because you're soft. Like,
oh, and by the way,
what?
I never said that your son was a pussy. You were the one that said it first.
Huh?
You were the one.
You said my son was a pussy. No. You said my son, me and my son are pussies. Me and Wyatt.
No, I said, you and your son are similar. And you go, oh, pussies. Like you knew.
That's what you were going to say.
No, you inferred that you were like, oh, well, my son's a pussy, so I must be a pussy.
Wait till their fucking three nannies are raising you and Liza's kids, and we'll see how tough
I'm
going to
be there for my kids,
oh,
Jason.
Yeah, right. You can't even fucking pull Nicorette out of the dog's mouth. You are the least parental thing I've ever seen in my life. You fucking look at your little brothers and sisters, and you fucking roll your eyes.
You don't think I'm going to be a good parent?
You won't even go to Toby's soccer games, you fucking dirty slow act.
Because I didn't want to put pressure on him like your dad did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, you don't think I'm going to be a good parent when I'm older?
No.
Take it back right now. You know what?
I know you won't.
I'm going to give you a chance right now to step back from your little douche character that you're playing right now.
Happy to.
Okay.
I'll step back.
Now go ahead and answer honestly.
A good parent?
Yeah.
What have you shown so far in your life in terms of caring for others that would allow me to believe that you're going to be a good parent? Yeah. What? Tell me one moment.
Okay.
Tell me one moment.
Your kids had dinner last night.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Marnie paid for their dinner last night. She's got a great job, and we did just fine until you.
You know who's cutting
along.
The checks for Marnie?
Who?
Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're paying for the TV show SWAT on CBS. You're funding that?
Surprise, motherfucker! I got my hand in a bunch of fucking jars.
Really? You and Les Moonves and Shamar Moore.
Yep, Shamar Moore is one of my best closest friends.
Who's Shamar Moore?
He's a black guy.
And what's he star on?
SWAT.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We just plug Marnie's show.
Check that off the list.
CBS, Thursdays at 10.
No, but to be honest, I'll be an okay dad, right?
I mean, jury's out. Okay. I mean, look, you're obviously will like calm down at some point, but if you had a baby right
I'm too
now,
young. Yes, obviously, I can't have another kid for 5 years. Oh, like I'm too young.
I hate when you pull the "I'm too young" card. Like you don't fucking like you can make mistakes, and I'm not allowed to. You do that all the time, and you do it to poor Todd.
What the fuck?
You do it to poor Todd. Poor Todd, our good-looking friend Todd, who lives with us. He likes to go out once in a while and have some beers. And Dave's like, "He's 26. What's he doing?" That's what you do when you're 26.
That
you
is
go
not
out,
true.
And when you look like Todd, it's your fucking job to go out.
I've never looked like Todd, so I can't put myself in his shoes, so maybe
yeah.
you're right.
Yeah, so don't throw stones at Todd. Stop pulling that young card.
I'm not pulling the young card. I just said I'm not ready for kids yet.
Where do you think you're caring? Like, what makes you think you have any kind of dad? What kind of dad was your dad? Was he loving?
Yeah, he was cool.
Was he loving?
Yeah, he was okay.
Was he or wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, so he wasn't.
No, he was good. No, my dad was cool. My mom was cool.
Are you just saying that because they're listening?
Yeah. No, everything was okay. I love you, Mom and Dad.
The minute my father was gone, the better things were for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what you said before I met him. And then I met him, and I knew literally from the first second I met him, I'm like, oh, my God. Jason was a pussy when he was younger. That's why he didn't get along with him. Because you know what?
I wish it wasn't true.
You know what your dad was? Your dad was, son, let's go out and play some catch.
Yeah.
And you were the guy who liked to draw. That's who you were. Which there's nothing wrong with it.
No, I went out and played catch. He fucking threw the ball at 100 miles an hour in my head.
There's nothing wrong about being the guy who draws, but it's just weird when he's mixed with your dad. Because your dad is just like fucking... Dude, I mean, you guys got to see this guy. He's just like out of like a movie. He's like
Robert De Niro.
He reminds me of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, he looks like John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, just like when he gets older, he's still going to be, even though he's old, he's still like good looking. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, he's 70 and he looks great.
Yeah,
it's weird. He doesn't work. He has no stress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't throw him under the fucking bus.
Well, I mean, he doesn't work. I mean, he works a few months out of the year. He does taxes.
Oh, look at me.
He likes to take it easy.
I work harder than my dad. My name's Jason Nash.
No, it's true.
My dad was a dick to me when I was younger, so I'm taking it back on him.
No, I wish my father would fucking attack something the way I attack things or the way you attack things. Like I said to him, I said, oh, if you want to try to start some business or something, I would love to. But I want him to fucking come up with some ideas.
And what did he say to that?
He said, yeah, let's do it. But then I fucking,
he's like,
I don't hear anything.
He's like, yeah, great idea. I'm just going to go borrow some money from the mob real quick and we get started.
David gets a knock at the door at 2 a.m. No. There's an article. My mom has the Boston Magazine at home. I tried to look it up online, and I'll bring when I go home. I'll bring the magazine, and we can read it. It's really detailed.
Oh, about your dad and about the shooting and everything.
Hey, what about all these sexual harassment things, huh? What do you think about that, David?
I mean, I think they're shitty.
I think the most interesting thing about that is that it was like all going on, and no one ever said anything. Why is it reaching the point now? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I can't answer that because I've never been in a situation where I've had it bottle something up like that.
I'm talking about, no, these were known things. Harvey Weinstein did this. Everybody knew that.
Well,
yes,
they're known things, but like...
But what's shifted in the culture?
It's just word gets around easier.
It's the internet.
So it's the internet. It's like a woman can't be sexually assaulted and she tells four people and they shut it down because they're friends of Harvey Weinstein. Now a woman sends out a tweet and right. there's no way to shut it down. It's just like it'll fucking
right,
spread like wildfire.
Calling right away.
But the only thing that's kind of scary to me about these accusations is that they're just accusations, right?
Right.
And like the people that like I'm not being like, oh, Harvey Weinstein's innocent or anything like that.
Sure.
But like there's some people that are being accused that are completely denying it. And, you know, there's a really good chance that it's complete bullshit and they actually did it. But there's also a small chance that they're literally just being accused to be accused. And their career's already ruined. Do you know what I mean?
So far, I don't think there's anybody like that.
You don't?
No, because Louis admitted to all of it, you know.
But there's been like 15 people accused. So you don't know which one. Did you see?
James Toback, Oliver Stone.
Okay, so there's...
All those guys did it.
There was this whole sex scandal and 15 people were accused of it. And there was like a, we were in New York, and one of the headlines on a newspaper read Perv Nation or something, and it showed all 15 of their faces on the front of it. Like, literally,
you mean like Louis, Harvey Weinstein, yeah. All of them? Oh, really?
Like, straight up, like out of like a movie that where like someone goes into the future,
yeah,
and sees like a newspaper and it says Perv Nation, and it's these people that you would adore. It's fucking crazy.
The Louis thing is so crazy because he was such a media darling.
Louis thing is bizarre.
He was a media darling.
Louis C.K.
loved him.
Louis C.K. is like one of the favorite comedians of a lot of people's. He was my favorite comedian.
Yeah. And he'll be back.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I think he'll be back.
You think he'll be back?
I do.
So Louis C.K. was caught, not caught, but he was allegedly, I mean, they a bunch of women came out and said that he masturbated in front of them.
Right.
And you're telling me you knew this before.
I went to the Aspen Comedy Festival in 2003. Marty and I went. My partners and I had a comedy show.
Okay.
That we performed four times there. It's like a sketch show.
Yeah.
And so Aspen's really fun. It's like fancy, big comedians mixed with like lower comedians like me. Like literally, like I had drinks with Steve Martin. Not for business or anything, but just basically like, hey, come sit down. And then, like, I'm sitting with Steve Martin. Like,
okay.
I'm sitting with Dave Chappelle. It's just cool. And it's just like YouTube when you, like, go to VidCon. Like,
Logan, like you talking to Liza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'd be like Liza talking to me, where it's like the biggest people will talk to the smallest
people.
It's
super casual. Yeah.
It's super casual. And it's a small festival. And anyways, yeah, we're hanging out one night, and the rumor spreads that, you know, Louis was up in the hotel room, showed his penis to Dana and Julia, who also had a show there that year. Like they were a two-person sketch group. And it spread. Everyone in the festival knew. Everyone knew.
Okay, and then what happened? How did this rumor get shot down?
And then basically,
though the women that were talking about it, were they like bragging about it? Were they like actually like fucking...
I've never talked to Dana and Julia. I'd never known them, you know. But all I had heard was, yeah, like they were up in the hotel room. We showed them their dick. And I wasn't sure if like... if Dana and Julia were like the kind of performers that were like, fucking yeah, like balls out, like whatever, it's his cock, like that's hilarious. Like I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And then come to find out, no, they weren't cool with it at all. And no, it fucked their whole careers up and they couldn't work on any projects that Louis was associated with or Louis's manager.
And that was 11 years ago? Or sorry, that was 14 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then that went on and I didn't know of the other instances. And then
nope.
for Louis became really famous. Louis wasn't that famous then. He was famous amongst like comedians. They knew how funny he was, but I don't even think he had his big special yet by then.
And then why did people hold on to things like that for 14 years?
I guess no internet. I guess there wasn't anyone that...
What's crazy to me is all these allegations came out, and Kevin Spacey, who was reported, he touched boys? I don't know what he did. He was.
Yeah, he touches all kinds of men. And
he sexually assaulted people, whatever. Not whatever,
he
but...
He touched Anthony Rapp. That's what lit it off when he was 14.
And it's crazy how Hollywood is reacting now. Kevin Spacey, those allegations came out, and like... And they just finished a movie called what is it called?
It's a Ridley Scott movie.
It's called Endless Money or something like that. It's called All the Money in the World. The movie was finished. The trailer was out for it. It's set to release on December 14th, and they took it so seriously that they're going back and reshooting all the scenes of the movie that have Kevin Spacey in it.
Tons of money
with a new actor.
Yeah,
bonkers.
Yeah.
And I mean, part of that is because they're disgusted of what Louis C.K. did. And the other part of that is, oh, my God, look, we're going to look so good if we do this because people are going to be talking about it. Which both ways.
I guess. That happened before Louis C.K. They recast him.
Yeah.
And that was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
They're reshooting a movie with another actor.
They stripped Louis of Netflix, HBO, FX, all of his deals. Gone.
Yeah.
Secret Life of Pets. Done. And I, you know. What he did is awful, but I do feel bad for him.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think you're allowed to feel bad for people.
I feel bad for him because he's got a sickness.
That's my other question.
You always feel bad for people.
I feel bad for anybody that gets
too.
In trouble.
I do too.
I don't know why, but it's even criminal. I don't know. It's because I've never been in the shoes of the victim.
Right.
So like, you know, I don't know. I always just feel bad. But this is my question, which is a good transition with mental illness. I noticed that when there's like a big shooting, or there's even a shooting in general, and the person, the defendant that shot everyone, is pleading insanity, so that they're saying that they're mentally ill just to get less of a charge. I never understood that. I never understood how if you're mentally ill, you can get less of a charge. That makes no fucking sense to me. Well, do you understand
you're
that?
Sick.
But dude. But what that's just so, it's such bullshit to me. Like, you're sick.
Plead insanity.
I know.
You're insane.
But okay, let's say a guy shot four people is getting the death penalty, right? Okay, and now all of a sudden he wants to plead insanity, and he wants to say he's a mental illness, and now he's not going to fucking have the death penalty? It's fucking pathetic.
Well, they have to prove that he is insane.
But who gives a fuck if he's insane? Huh? You shot four people. You're fucking insane regardless.
But we're talking about, that's just exactly what we're talking about. You feel bad for the person.
No, I'm not.
I mean, like, you're like, okay, well, this person's insane. So they plead the insanity defense.
No, I'm saying that I don't think it justifies if you're mentally ill.
You don't think so?
No, that makes no fucking sense.
Have you ever known a mentally ill person? Have you ever known someone who's like not all there? Like, I used to work at a state hospital. Like, it's...
But I'm saying...
It's fucking scary.
If you killed four people...
It's like killing a mentally handicapped person.
I can't like, imagine it being like that.
It is. If you...
What person killing multiple people is not mentally ill? Like, what person is that?
Someone who's just...
Someone who's what?
Vengeful.
I don't know.
Someone who doesn't care.
That's what mentally ill to me is someone who kills four people.
That's the difference. I mean, you're talking about someone who like isn't all there. So someone who was like, yeah, like fuck these people. I don't care. I'm gonna rob them and I don't care.
I don't know. I think.
I mean,
that's
the difference.
I think
that's the difference. And yeah, it's.
I think that line is way too thin, and I don't think that should be a thing. All right, whatever. Never mind about the whole insanity conversation because I'm starting to confuse myself. But I have something that ties in with the insanity conversation. Last night, my friend Jonah, I called him in the morning and I told him, this was in the vlog, but I just want to recap just for the people that don't watch the
vlog. Yeah, I wasn't there last night.
Yeah, so I called him at like 6 p.m. and I'm like, dude, listen, I need a film. I don't have any footage. And he's like, I got you. And he hangs up. And then I go, and then I get to my house. It's like 10:30 p.m.
What did you think when he said, I got you?
I'm just like, oh, he's going to find out a way to hurt himself or something. I don't know. He loves doing that. He loves putting himself in painful situations because he knows how much I love it. Right. But he calls me at like 10:30 and I'm upstairs shooting in my apartment. And he's like, David, come down. Like freaking out. He's like, David, please come down right now. I'm getting my ass kicked right outside 7-Eleven. And I'm like, fuck you. You're lying. And he's like, just come.
Was he already up at the apartment? Or he hadn't gotten there yet?
No, he hasn't even been to my apartment. I didn't even know he was in the area. I just get a call from him. I'm downstairs at the 7-Eleven. I'm getting my ass kicked. So I fucking sprint down.
Grab your camera.
I grab my camera. The camera's already in my hand.
David has a house and an apartment. David has an apartment where he goes and films, and it's been the set of his vlogs for the last 3 years. And even though he doesn't sleep there anymore, he goes there, and it's like this weird dungeon, crazy, part jail,
just a bunch of
part insanity at this apartment. There's weird people sleeping on the couches. He finds new members of the vlog that come through there. That's how he found Jonah.
My friend Dirty Dom, he's a drug dealer, drug addict now, more of.
Alex Ernst.
They're all specific characters, and they're all really fucking crazy people, and it's really fun to see the people that walk into the apartment because they're all super character like, and they all have their own like weird things about them. Anyway, he calls me. He's like, "Come down." I sprint downstairs, and I'm immediately recording him. And I'm like, "Oh my god, this is fake. This is fucking fake. This is I see you. They're not even actually hitting you. It's fake."
What do you see when you come downstairs?
In the back of my head, I'm like, "This is fake. He's just doing it to draw me out of the apartment."
But what do you see?
He's just getting jumped by four dudes.
Okay, jumped like guys. What? Like they're
like
stomping
he's on
him?
The floor, and they're kicking him in the stomach, and they're kicking him in the face.
Can you tell that the kicks are real?
I mean, yeah, the kicks in the stomach are real, but he's really good at taking pain. So I'm like, yeah.
So they're really kicking him.
They're kicking him. But at the back of my head, I'm like, okay, this is fake. I know this is fake. And then literally without even thinking or without even having any time to pull him apart, a cop pulls up and he gets out of the car and he's like, get on the wall. All of you guys, break it up. I don't give a fuck if this is a joke. Get on the wall. And the other cop pulls out his gun. Ooh. And he's pointing it at Joe. He's pointing it at all of us, like about to have a shootout. Ugh. And we're just like, it's a fucking joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. And he's like, get on the fucking wall. And then we sit there for 20 minutes. And Jonah's like, man, listen, I'm a comedian. We just make these jokes. Jonah loves saying he's a comedian.
He loves saying he's a comedian.
He fucking says he's a comedian all the time.
He's never been on stage.
He's never been on stage. He's never been in a movie. He tells his mom, like when his mom's like, why don't you go get a job? He literally says, mom, I'm a fucking comedian. I'm writing jokes.
Yeah.
That's what he says. And
even when I'm not writing jokes, mom, I'm writing jokes. I'm working up to writing the jokes. That's what he says.
It's the cutest thing because he's like this wannabe comedian, and I really appreciate the
effort. And he's not without talent. He's talented.
No, he's a funny kid.
He's a funny actor.
And it's just we're sitting there 20 minutes, and it's me, it's three black dudes and yeah. Jonah.
Yeah.
And someone tweeted at me, they're like, ugh, white privilege. And I don't know what the fuck they meant by that.
I don't know what that means.
Because that's bullshit, because we were all in the same exact situation.
I guess if it was four black guys making the prank, they would have went to jail is what they meant.
Maybe. None of us were treated differently at all.
Right.
And like I even talked to the black guys. We even made those kinds of jokes after it was over. And they were literally like, they were like, we've been in situations with police officers. All you have to do is be respectful.
Right.
Like, that's what they said. And I'm like, well, yeah. That makes sense to me. He's like, and they're like, yeah, a lot of times people are just douchebags and right. bad things happen to them. And when I was there with the kids, they were everything the cop asked them, they would just answer. There wasn't a problem. The cop was like, okay, go on. Don't fucking do that again. And that's what happened.
And so when they had you on the knees cuffed, did you think you were going to jail?
Well, the problem is even if I get written up, even if I go to jail, I get deported.
Oh,
because of my
shit.
Because of my legal status.
So that's what you were thinking.
I wasn't thinking it. I didn't care for it. I figured that if I got deported, it'd be the funniest way to get fucking deported. But I don't know. You know what? One reason that I actually want to get deported is because I'm a homeowner now, which I just figured out recently. Mm-hmm. And guess what happened yesterday? I'm minding my own business. I take a bath.
You're a good person.
Thank you.
You give to charity.
I take a bath for the first time ever in my bathtub, right? It's great.
You did?
Yeah, I took a bath. Don't look at me like I'm a pussy. Don't even.
I'm not looking at you like a pussy.
You're looking at me like I'm pathetic.
No, not at all. I just think it's curious that you took a bath. You don't seem like the bath type. You seem like you're not. You would never take a moment to relax or pamper yourself.
I took a bath, okay? And it was in 10,000 pounds of meat sauce. It was actually for a vlog.
Oh, okay. Then that makes sense. That makes sense.
No. I took a bath, and after the bath, you have to shower because it's all soapy or whatever. So I showered.
Get all the meat sauce off.
Get all the meat sauce. I showered, and then guess what happens?
What?
The water in my shower, I have a shower that's like ground level. It's not like in a tub. So it just started pouring over all into my bathroom and all into my bedroom. And I come out and my bedroom floor is soaked.
Ooh.
There's like an inch of water in my bathroom.
The
it's
nice
everywhere.
Wood floors.
I had no idea. Ooh. So I'm like, I'm screwed. And then Liza comes over the next day and Liza takes a poop. Did you know that Liza poops? My girlfriend poops.
Liza?
Yeah. And I found this out myself too.
Oh.
And that was the same look I had on my face.
I know girls poop, but I didn't know Liza did.
And we'll get to this another time. Don't worry. I
figured everything was perfect.
I already called her parents. I let them know that I want to speak to them because I'm just as confused as you are. And then Liza poops and she clogs the toilet. So then I'm like, great, can't use that toilet. She says I'm not allowed in the bathroom because she can't unclog it.
Right.
So then I go into another toilet to go use the bathroom there. I poop. I clog that toilet.
Oh.
And I try flushing it again. And then I come back to my bedroom, and Liza's poop water has now poured out of the room and is all over my bedroom floor now.
Oh.
It has poured out of the bathroom into the bedroom floor. It's all over my bedroom floor. We have to clean it up. Liza says, do not use the white towels because she doesn't want me to see her poop. So we use the darker towels to clean everything up. It's disgusting.
How is using darker towels? You're still going to see the poop.
Yeah, but it's less scary.
I guess once the brown towel is picking up the brown, you can't see the brown.
Yeah. Okay. So we clean all that
up. This is so cute. This is such a little newlywed moment, isn't it?
Yeah, cleaning each other's shit up.
Yeah. It's like getting to know each other.
It was great. And then I call the plumbing guy, and turns out there's roots growing in my plumbing. Like they're clogging up because there's like roots growing inside the tubes that's sending the sewage out. And he
went under the house and he found that out.
He went 80 feet under the house and he has to, now he has to drill a hole in my driveway. That's going to cost me $5,000.
Ooh.
To fix the plumbing. That's what they don't tell you about being a homeowner. This is the stuff that they leave behind.
They do tell you that.
They do?
They do, yeah.
Where did they tell you that?
Everyone says it.
Really? What do they say?
Your rent, you don't have to worry about repairs. That's what my family used to say growing up because we couldn't afford a house. They'd be like, I'm better than an apartment. You don't have to cut the grass. But that's what they say.
And now I owe $5,000. I know that wasn't much of a story.
That's nothing. That's nothing. That's what it is to own a home.
I know. And it's not much of a story, but it's just a wake-up call. If you guys are looking to buy a home, don't do that.
I have one for sale.
Invest in Tesla instead. Yeah, and I have one for sale now. No, but it was a dumb move, a goofy move that won't happen again. You know what also won't happen again?
What?
A Chicago Live podcast show.
Oh, boy. And your transitions are tight tonight.
There's no better time.
Go, David.
Buy a ticket.
Sell it to the people.
Buy a ticket right now.
Preach.
Come see all of us. We're a friend group. We're a tight-knit community that loves making vlogs and loves podcasting. Who's coming? Who's coming?
Scott.
Kristen. Zane.
Corinna.
Todd. Corinna.
Brandon.
Zane.
Jason.
David. We're all going to be there, and some surprises. Some surprise people are going to be there, too. It's going to be fun. Just make sure you come. Make sure you buy tickets. Buy them before they sell out. This has been a Views podcast brought to you by Jason Nash.
Yep.
The man.
At Jason Nash. You can get tickets on my Twitter. Go for it.
And I'm David Dobrik. You can also call me Jeff. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. We'll see you guys later next time on Views. Just needed a couple more seconds to end the podcast. And we're good. All right. Bye.